The 2018 Carnegie International opens Saturday, Pittsburgh's biggest art exhibit this year. One of the first things visitors will see inside the Carnegie Museum of Art will be sculptures by Thaddeus Moseley, who, at age 92, is still working. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll visits the iconic local artist.
It starts with a 75-pound chunk of walnut.
You just start going down the line, follow that line, because I know I'm going to remove that.
Thad Moseley is in his basement studio in an industrial park on the north side. Moseley is compact and barrel-chested, and he exudes a calm cheerfulness. Wearing safety glasses and work gloves, he leans over the wood, sculpting with a mallet in one hand and a metal gouge in the other.
So you can see there's very little mystery to this. But it is some labor.
About the mystery, Moseley is being modest. He's shown his work around the country and has been one of Pittsburgh's most admired artists for decades. He's known for large-scale works up to 13 feet tall, their shapes alternately assertive and sensually rounded. Each sculpture has multiple segments that can weigh hundreds of pounds each, but are carefully balanced and cantilevered and can seem to float in space.
Sometimes some of his work looks as if it's going to fall, or it's teetering on the edge, the verge of falling, but yet it is deeply rooted and weighted, and it's not going to.
Cololo Luckett, a local writer and curator, has known Moseley since the 90s. She sees his sculptures as a form of storytelling.
So I do think that tension creates its own complex, beautiful storytelling through the shaping of material through wood that is so brilliantly a master at.
Moseley was born in Newcastle, Pennsylvania in 1926. He served in the military in World War II, studied journalism at the University of Pittsburgh, and reported on sports for the Pittsburgh Courier newspaper. He later began a long career at the U.S. Postal Service. He started sculpting in the 1950s, first by hand-carving 2x4s to copy decorative sculptures he'd seen on coffee tables at the old Kaufman's department store downtown. Eventually, he moved into more abstract forms.
My main idea is, of course, the idea of weight and space. And that idea is that the sculpture should look like it's levitating, it should look like there's movement.
Many contemporary sculptors assemble their works from man-made materials, consumer products, junkyard finds, or even 3D printed forms. But Moseley works by hand, mostly with hardwoods like cherry and walnut, sourced from a lumber mill near Uniontown. His influences include African tribal art and the Romanian sculptor Constantine Brancusi. Admirers call his work singular. One of them is Sandra Grimes, the curator who included 3 Moseley sculptures in a recent group show by African-American artists at Featherstone Center for the Arts in Massachusetts.
And you could put his work with a group of other people who are sculptors who work in wood, and you would know instantly which were his as opposed to the others.
In Moseley's work, you can see where he shaped the wood with his hand tools and even imagine the force he so carefully applied. The marks are like thumbprints, but they also serve an aesthetic purpose.
The chisel marks mean a lot of different things. So they're for contrast, then you'll see where some also different sizes of gouge marks, different rhythms, and so your eye should hopefully direct your eye to the spots that I would like to concentrate on.
The Carnegie International is a huge show, taking over the museum with work by dozens of artists from around the world. Moseley has 20 sculptures in the show, 13 indoors and 7 outdoors in the museum's sculpture garden, separated by a 2-story plate glass wall. Moseley had his first exhibit at the Carnegie 50 years ago in 1968, but at 92, he still sculpts 7 days a week and shows little sign of slowing down.
The more you work at it, the better you're going to get.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.